This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential that State Senator Tony Avella, Democrat from Queens, used the biggest snow day of the year so far to re-propose legislation that would make it a crime if you don't clear the snow off your car. Cars driving with snow on them would face a $75 fine, as in New Jersey and Connecticut. The bill has been introduced without action the last two legislative sessions and does not have an assembly sponsor yet this year. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential that on February 8th, New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman outlined new early voting legislation. Quote, any law that makes it easier to vote is a good law. Any law that makes it harder to vote is a bad law, end quote, Schneiderman said in a statement. Quote, New York has long been a bastion of democracy, but our state's current system of registration and voting is an affront to that legacy, end quote. A spokesperson for Governor Andrew Cuomo said, quote, these are many of the same reforms the governor has long advanced and fought to pass into law. We welcome the additional support in our collective efforts to enact our democratic agenda and once and for all break down artificial barriers that discourage New Yorkers from taking part in the process. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. Melanie Lukosiewicz reports in the Ravenna News Herald that the Department of Environmental Conservation spoke about plans for the Louise E. Kerr Wildlife Management Area at a January 31st meeting in Coyman's Hollow. A full crowd heard about controlled fires over the next 10 years on the 188 acres to restore the pitch pine oak at the Heath Rocky summit. Quote, this area is threatened, said Celinda Brandon, a DEC biologist, because of decades of fire suppression. Brandon said the plan would aid populations of ruffed grouse, wild turkey, white-tailed deer, fur bearers, and several birds of prey. Brandon also said the DEC is very careful with fire. Quote, we will have every safety measure we can in place, end quote, including fire lines and water along the perimeter. Read the full story in the Ravenna News Herald. WNYT-TV in Albany reports that the town of Bethlehem in Albany County voted September 8th to remain a so-called sanctuary city in face of a threat of funding cuts from the President of the United States. Over 150 showed up at the meeting, most speaking in support of the measure, according to the WNYT report. One speaker at the town meeting, Zachary Barak, said, quote, my question to the people who are so opposed to this is, would you rather an undocumented immigrant not report a crime or prevent a crime? End quote. Town board member Gilles Wagoner voted against the resolution, saying he did not prefer the term sanctuary and the possible loss of funds for the town of Bethlehem. Read the full story at the WNYT website. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.